Hello, it's Gem. It's Condensed History Gems. It's a Friday, unless you're listening to this on another day, so that must mean it's Fast Five time. And despite my chirpy demeanour at the moment, I have to be honest with you, I'm not feeling particularly great. But don't worry, it's not an illness. You can't catch it from me. You see, I'm jet-lagged. I'm horribly, horribly jet-lagged. And it got me thinking, because I had nothing else to do as I lay in the bed in the pitch black, not sleeping. And that is, I believe that jet lag is very much a modern invention. In fact, nobody's going to challenge that. Clearly is something to do with the jet engine era. But it got me thinking about travelling. And the implications, of course, of the fact that we are affected greatly by something like jet travel, because it's something we haven't yet evolved into dealing with. So I am currently 6 hours behind my normal time zone. I'm in Texas, I live in London, and my body doesn't know what's going on. I've been in Texas now for just less than 24 hours. So by the time I arrived in Texas, I'd had a very long day, and indeed I'd had about 5 meals in that day. Still felt fairly hungry, went to sleep, slept like a log for about 4.5 hours, and then my body basically said, it's 9:30 in the morning, you need to be up and running, even though it was 4:30 in the morning. Actually, I've done the timing is there slightly wrong, but you see what I mean. However, if we just go back to the beginning of World War II, which is still a time within living memory, if I was to take the journey from London to Texas, Houston specifically, then there was no jet that could do it. There were relatively fast aircraft, but even those wouldn't have had the range to take me all the way in one step. So there probably would have been at least one, probably two, stop-off points where the plane was refueled. And what that meant was, bottom line, that a flight would probably take an entire day. And in that time, you're probably going to be slightly jet-lagged, but your body's had a little bit of chance to recover as you've moved across the map. However, chances of actually, at the beginning of World War II, taking a flight, an internal flight from, say, somewhere like Chicago to Houston, would have been unlikely, shall we say. So there would have probably, to add on to that, maybe some time in a car or on a interconnecting coach or bus, call it what you will. So maybe it takes 2 days to get from door to door. The point is that when you think about these great voyages, like Magellan, for example, then all these amazing voyages, Christopher Columbus, or, you know, even some of the great travellers in the Middle East and the Mongols even, they travel colossal distances, the kind of distance we would now want to get in an airplane. But because all of them were travelling at, I'm going to use the term, natural speeds, so the speed of a horse, the speed of what you can walk, or indeed the speed of wind, none of this means that you're travelling so fast that you realise that as you cross the continent, actually there are different time zones. That only occurs much, much later. Obviously, at the age of empire, that was realised. But it really hits you hard when you do something as simple as get on an airplane and travel around. And we take this travel oh so for granted. The idea that we can get a cheap flight, a cheap holiday from somewhere like London to Turkey, that's something that loads of people would do. And yet, you only have to go back to perhaps World War II, when a trip to Turkey would be considered very exotic indeed. And you go a further sort of 50 years back from that, and only the rich would possibly be able to travel across an entire continent. So, you know, be it across America or South America or Europe or Asia, it's just stuff that didn't happen. We take travel now very much for granted. We take things like jet lag as a little pain in the bottom, but quite frankly, all of this stuff is a modern miracle. It allows us to see the world, it allows us to do business on halfway across the world. It's a price I am more than willing to pay. So that's it. That's my thoughts on the wonderful world of travel. And I am, yes, very jet lagged. And there'll be a longer podcast, as always, on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.